KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
25 degrees in Atlantic at 7:06. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny here today, a high of 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education met in a regular session Wednesday evening at the High School Media Center. The board approved a handful of resignations, including Craig Fredine, ninth grade girls basketball coach, Pam Russell, at-risk student advocate, David Eccles, transportation director, and Sam Hoover, bus driver. They also approved several contract recommendations and or letters of assignment, with one late addition. Shelby McCready was added as the freshman girls basketball coach. The board approved requests for the debate team to compete in Marshall, Minnesota, January 25th and 26th, and a trip for the middle school students to visit Washington, D.C. in June of 2019. The trip to D.C. is offered every other year for those students. The Atlantic School Board also approved the early retirement incentive program as presented during previous discussions. It'll be offered until January 3rd only for a select number of persons who have 10 years of service to the district and are at least 55 years of age by June 30th, 2019. If selected, those persons would receive $25,000 over a three-year period. Those funds will be paid into what is called a health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA, which allows the participants to continue with their health insurance as long as they pay the monthly premiums, for a maximum cost to the district of up to $250,000 over a three-year period, beginning in fiscal year 2020. One person was transported to the hospital to be checked for injuries following a chain reaction collision in Creston Wednesday afternoon. According to Creston Police, 36-year-old Joel Juarez Lopez was driving a 2006 Hyundai Tucson northbound on North Sumner Street at around 4 p.m. and braked to yield for another vehicle. 67-year-old Linda Ibbotson of Creston was driving a 2003 Dodge and also slowed down. A 1994 Ford pickup driven by 54-year-old Douglas Brightwell of Creston was traveling behind the Dodge and struck it from behind. The impact caused what police said was a pinball-like accident where Ibbotson's vehicle was shoved into the Juarez Lopez Hyundai. Brightwell was cited for failure to stop at an assured clear distance. He complained of pain following the collision and was transported by ambulance to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston. Ibbotson also complained of pain but refused medical transport. Damage from the crash amounted to $11,000. Officials of the Harlan Police Department report three recent arrests. On Tuesday, 32-year-old John Eric McCauley of Harlan was arrested on an active Shelby County warrant. McCauley was booked into the Shelby County Jail. On Sunday, 58-year-old Bradley Allen Lewis of Harlan was arrested for assault, possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and prohibited acts penalties. And last Thursday, 33-year-old Terry Lynn Hallis of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop. Hallis was charged with driving while barred and failure to provide proof of insurance. Harlan police said also that no injuries were reported on November 5th after a 2017 Ford F-150 pickup struck the Keast Ford Lincoln Mercury building in Harlan. The accident happened when the foot of the pickup driver, Robert Allen Myers of Shelby, slipped off the brake and onto the gas pedal. The building sustained some cosmetic damage. Last Thursday, James Ralph Laver of Harlan was attempting to park his vehicle in front of the Casey store at 1006 Chatburn in Harlan when his foot slipped off the brake. Laver's truck hopped the curb and hit the front doors of a convenience store. There were no injuries reported. The Cass County Board of Supervisors met at 10 a.m. Tuesday in Atlantic, and according to the agenda minutes during their session, the board heard from County Conservation Director Micah Lee, who presented a quarter-ending report of activity with regard to the county recreational sites, and naturalist Laura Canning's environmental education activities. Micah said that she had presented 67 programs to 1,115 persons. The board and representatives from ISU Extension, Cass County Memorial Hospital, Harrisdale Homestead, Cass County Conservation, and others discussed the concept of a wellness coordinator for Cass County. The coordinator would be a connector and bridge builder between various working groups around community health initiatives. Projects involved could include community events, promotion, infrastructure and implementation projects, food systems development, applying for grants and educational programs. Considered was a part-time county-based position, with the county providing a portion of the salary plus other non-salary expenses, such as an office in the courthouse. Other funding partners could include ISU Extension, YMCA, and CCMH to start. Considered also was an annual wage for that person of $20,000, with each funding partner a minimum of four, contributing $5,000 per year. And since Social Security and IPRS would be over 17% additional, a higher contribution may be requested. Proposed was a possible 28E agreement and intent to commit to 5 years. Also discussed was a one-year renewable agreement. After due consideration, the consensus of the supervisors was to proceed with work plan with the goal of having something in place by the end of the calendar year. And the Cass County Board of Supervisors, after their regular meeting, also canvassed the votes of last Tuesday's election, November the 6th, and they had declared the canvass complete and all vote totals to be official. In our funeral announcements, Carl Henry Lemke, age 85, of Adair, died Monday. Funeral services for Carl Lemke will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Ronald Blaine, age 74, of California, died October 11th. Memorial services for Ronald Blaine will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Shirley Schlater, age 83, of Exira, died November 5th. Funeral services for Shirley Schlater will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Rodine Frakes, age 86, of Audubon and formerly of Goldfield, died November 10th. Graveside services for Rodine Frakes will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock in Goldfield at the Glenwood Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Patrick Hyken, age 64, of Iowa City, a native of Atlantic, died November 2nd. A public celebration of life open house for Patrick Hyken will be held on Sunday from 3 until 6 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. Gay and Seha Funeral Home of Iowa City has arrangements. Mark Edwards, age 58, of Fontenelle, died Tuesday at home. Celebration of life services for Mark Edwards will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. And Major General John Jack Peppers, age 81, of Exira, died Sunday. Funeral services for Jack Peppers will be held on Monday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.